everyone, and welcome to the As I Amber podcast. I'm Amber, and I like to talk about music, travel, society, and pop culture. On today's episode, I have a special guest with me, my friend Bree. Say hey.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so we have been in the middle of a global pandemic since March of 2020, and it is currently November 2020, and so much has transpired in these past almost nine months, you want to say? Almost.
Wow. Yeah. Hearing you say November 2020 was really like, wow.
Wow. Yeah. 8 months, really. 8 months. Mm. But it's so much has happened in this long year that feels like it's gone by so quickly, yet short year at the same time. Because
absolutely.
Like if you think back to January, Happy New Year. Everybody's on their New Year, new me. And then the Super Bowl with Shakira and J-Lo, and then Kobe Bryant's passing, and then just the Ivy Park Part 1 launched. And
wow.
Yeah, it was, people were getting the little Ivy Park boxes, but from Beyonce.
That was this year.
And I thought that was like 2 years ago, and I looked and I was like, that was right back in January.
Wow. That seems so long ago. I keep thinking Kobe passed last year. It was the same year. It just feels so long.
Right. And it's been so much. So, you know, we want to be a little lighthearted today because we already know everything that's going on in the world can be a lot. So we're going to take joy from where we can, you know?
I love that.
And so in this quarantine, I've had a lot of time to myself, you know, and, you know, check on your single friends, y'all. I just say people sometimes like, yeah, we have all this free time, but it can be isolating sometimes. And we're human beings and we're made to have human interaction with other people. And I'm just fortunate enough right now to be able to work from home virtually. But at the same time, you know, you kind of look forward in the past to going somewhere, getting out of the house, and we can't do that right now. And everybody, you know, wear your mask, wash your hands, and continue to stay safe. And some people are acting like we're not in a pandemic at all.
Absolutely.
So how have you been coping, Bree?
I'm coping much better. When it first happened, I had to come back to Texas, which humbled me, and I did not want to come back, and I became unemployed. So that was humbling too, losing a job, having to go back home, stay with mommy and daddy. Was like, oh my god, very humbling. But I'm so glad I came home because I had to do a lot of inner work and just really learn about myself.
Yeah, especially during this time, I've had a lot to learn about, like, you know, oh man, things get on my nerves, or am I really an introvert? Am I really an extrovert? You know, I didn't mind staying home, because if you've ever lived by yourself or lived away from home or whatnot, you kind of start, or you're accustomed to moving or whatnot, you're used to adapting. Or, you know, doing things by yourself. Like, I go to the movies by myself. I do a lot of stuff by myself. But I was like, like Ari Lennox said at the end of her song, New Apartment, I miss people. If you listen to that song, the end of it, like, we're not robots, you know? And I saw a meme on social media, and it was something to the effect of, I think the guy that posted it is Royce Morgan. He usually posts really funny memes on the internet, so I want to give him his credit. But one of the memes he said is, you know, bad breath and body odor don't show up on the internet. And I hollered when I saw it, and I shared it. And I got a lot of people DMing me talking about, that's hilarious, or ha ha ha. But it's true. In the middle of a pandemic, and everybody's having a screen time or using their screens more, and people, even when it comes to online dating, that's a whole nother subject, but just...
Absolutely. But I didn't want to say it. I was like,
life in general, some things don't show up like they do in person. Like, it hits different. Like, what is something that doesn't show up?
You could be completely, like, smitten by somebody off the internet, and they stank really bad and haven't showered in days, but you wouldn't know.
You would never know. And I think about the MTV show Catfish, where people have never seen their boyfriend or girlfriend before, but they swear that this is a real person. And I'm like, sweetheart, with FaceTime, with you never seen the person you're talking to, like, what's going on? Even the people
living
on
a fantasy.
Yeah. Even the people on 90 Day Fiancé, people living in other countries, people sending money to people they've never met. I'm just like, this internet has definitely changed the game.
Absolutely. But, how do you think you would even find, like, I know you want to be married.
One day, do you think
you find your husband in a DM?
I don't know. It could be, you know, that's the wave of the future. If everybody wants to stay at home, and you, how are you gonna meet people? Like, besides the Amazon delivery person or the food delivery person, you're not gonna meet nobody. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm a type of person where before the pandemic, if I would go out, I was one of two things. It's either I'm at home, sleep. If I'm not at sleep or at work, then you might catch me at a concert or catch me, you know, just walking around trying to figure out something to do, like painting or book club, or just trying to utilize my free time and enjoy this phase of my life while I can.
Which is good.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, in this day and age, with so much catfishing going on, capping going on, groups on the internet, you don't know who you're dealing with, really.
Hella captain. You really don't, though. That's the whole, like, joke in it. But even, like, when you see people praising other people on the internet, and it's like, y'all have no idea.
Yeah, you don't live with these people. You don't know if, they look nice, and they post good pictures and everything, but how do you know they just didn't clean that area off so they could take this picture?
Right.
Or how do you know they take baths on a regular basis?
Right.
Like, it's just some stuff that I'm just wondering, will future generations, especially, we're considered millennials, but the Gen Z people that are in their early 20s, what in the world are they gonna have to look forward to? Because they have virtual everything. And I think
Gen Z's communication is so super weird.
Yeah. I'm like, why did you spend 10 hours texting an essay when you could have just picked up the phone?
Yeah.
Like, that's just me, though. Everybody's communication style is different. But I'm just really curious. Like, they're gonna do a scientific study on this time period and how it's affected or impacted the generations that are younger than us. Because imagine being in second grade and you're on the computer all day. Like, that would have been lit.
I'm sure
in the
that
90s.
That
would have been
their mental.
Yeah, that was fun in the 90s, like when we have computer lab day. But
when I wanted to do it,
when you wanted to, but not when you're forced to. They can't even go outside and interact. So
kids don't want to sit still.
Right. And I just wonder how their social skills will be. Because I'm looking at adults our age and I'm like, okay, something's off.
Right.
Something's off.
Like, one week.
I'm just saying, like, it's like people can post on social media all day and you meet them in person or you see them off the internet. And I'm like, what?
I've seen it in person, like, Instagram famous person, and you see them in person and they're like quiet as a mouse. It was like, what is this person and personality on the internet?
Yes.
It's all a scam.
Yes. And I think it's also, you get to see different sides to people. Like, I'm pretty sure you're different when you're at work than when you're with your friends or your family.
Absolutely.
But there's, like, this drastic difference. And it's kind of like, it's like this future song, Mask Off. Like, right now,
I'm crying.
Like, people literally take their mask off because they're not wearing one in the first place when they need to wear one. Mm-hmm. And they need to take the spiritual mask off, too. Because it's a lot going on in this world. But what are some things?
I think, what were you going to say?
You can go ahead.
I was just going to see, like, I think a lot of people put a mask on the internet because they really deep down want somebody to say that they're proud of them, even if they're not living the life that they portray.
That's deep, Bree.
A lot of inner child, I would think.
Yeah, that's That's pretty deep, but like being on the internet now, I have a love-hate relationship with it. I don't know how to
Same.
describe it. It's so addicting, but at the same time, it's like if you're not on it, you won't know what's going on. So when it comes to
Absolutely.
screen time, it's like maybe I'll spend 30 minutes here and off of it for 2 hours or go back. You know, it's just kind of like the way of the world.
And I just wonder, like, what's the future of that? Because you have that documentary, The Social Dilemma, this book by Cal Newport called Digital Minimalism and Deep Work, and it talks about the effects of technology and how they're not saying technology is bad, but they're saying that it should be used in a more effective way and not an addictive way. Because think about it, if you're not anything that you don't pay for, you're paying for it with yourself. We don't pay for these social media networks. We pay their checks by as long as how long, excuse me, depending on how long we're on their social apps, that's how you get paid. So I pay somebody's 8-hour shift today. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is quite eye-opening. And I was thinking about it, like a lot of social media apps are free, but some apps are becoming exclusive. And
Prime.
one of those apps I'm on is, excuse me, it's for the bad and bougie. It's called Clubhouse. So
Yeah.
for those of you who may
Thanks
not
for the
know,
alley-oop, by the way.
yo, no problem, girl. You know, I'm just trying to get us in rooms and places that we may not have access to. And that's the thing about apps like Clubhouse, if you haven't heard, it's the newest app where it's invitation only and it's for iPhone users only as of now. And you have to get an invite, and it's pretty much you're walking in different virtual rooms, having conversations with people from around the globe. So you can be in Alabama talking to someone in Toronto about the TV show that you all like or the book that you read. So it, and then Twitter decided to kind of
Yeah, I saw that.
copy and paste Clubhouse's format because anybody and everybody can get on Twitter and make it a little bit more accessible. But with all these different internet chat rooms and areas, it's getting to the point where it feels like an episode of a Netflix show called Black Mirror, where
I
people
keep
were,
saying I'm gonna watch that.
people were literally like, it kind of freaked me out when I heard about different apps, and I thought immediately thought of that show. It's a dystopian future, and everybody's like half robot, half person, and it's quite, woo, it's like, oh my gosh, is this the future or is this now? You know?
What do you think the future is like? What are your predictions?
I think, okay, remember that movie
And what
Xenon?
year?
Okay, 20, okay, like when we get, okay, it's 2020 now, right? So I'm thinking 10 years from now be 2030.
30.
That sounds so weird, but it'll be here before you know it. And I immediately thought of the movie Xenon, Back to the Future, and Smart House, and even the Jetsons.
Fire movies.
Like, do you realize that they had FaceTime on Xenon, which came out in like 99, 2000? We had FaceTime back then, but we didn't even know what it was. We just thought that's cool. And then now you're like, hold up. They were creating that back then. And we were just little kids not thinking that that was going to
Not
be our
yet.
reality. So for
And now it's our reality.
the future, I can most definitely see
Good point.
virtual, everything being virtual with like, you know, those virtual 3D glasses because people are, you know, not interacting anymore, you know. And I can also see bubble, like people having a bubble or areas being like really socially distanced, like not any more human touch or interaction. And it's kind
I
of
do think like the people are in the bubble each, or
everyone
everyone's
has their own
inside of the bubble.
bubble. Everyone
Oh
has their own
wow.
disinfectant
That's
bubble,
interesting.
and it kind of makes you think of like those sci-fi movies, but it's becoming a reality. And I immediately thought about newborns. Some newborn babies who are born prematurely are in the NICU unit, you know, in the hospital, and they say babies need human touch, you know,
Oh, that's true. That's
when
a good
they're
point.
going through like you know, tough times, especially when they can't breathe on their own or certain, you know, health issues, they make it a mandate, or they really push the parent or the guardian or someone being there to hold that child, to touch that child, to comfort that child. And it's like, with this virtual world, that's missing.
That is a really good point. Because even if you can see it and you can be in this world, you still can't feel it. But there are some virtual things trying to give you that effect.
Yeah, and it's really weird. Yeah. It's like iRobot. Like,
it is weird.
You're going to be hugging a hologram. Like, really strange times. But
right.
I do think...
Can you imagine being married to a hologram?
Oh my God.
Weak.
What? Really? Bruh. That's the ultimate catfish. Like, what? A hologram. Like, a ghost. Like...
A ghost. What? Me and my man ghost.
Like, you're talking to Siri and Alexa like they're a person. Like, people. Like, what?
Right. That, you just made me think of that movie, Her. It was... I just wasn't ready for that.
He fell in love with
This is worse than catfish.
I didn't even watch it, and I saw the commercial, and I was like, whoa.
Save yourself. Don't watch it.
Yeah, but some things that don't show up online, like the meme was saying, like body odor, bad breath, you just don't have that same connection sometimes. Like, the cool part about the app Clubhouse is that you can hear someone's voice tone and kind of get a gauge of if they're joking, if they're being sarcastic, if they're just playing, if they're being thoughtful and considerate. And you're not judging someone solely based off how they look. You're listening to
them.
That's
a good point.
So that's one
of the things. What do you think about the
app? Think about what part?
I guess for me, what do you think about it being exclusive? Because I can see that being good and not so... accepting, because it makes others feel left out, and they're like another class thing going
on. I just mentioned that in one of the Clubhouse rooms I was in about how, you know, certain people are marginalized, communities may not even know what Clubhouse is because access to the internet or access to Silicon Valley and tech world and all these different language jargons and whatnot. And I think it's cool being exclusive, but in the process of being exclusive, you can make others feel bad. But isn't that in anything in life, you know?
And
when you think about how Facebook started, it was just for college students. And the sole purpose was to connect and network with like-minded people. When they got rid of the exclusiveness of Facebook and they said, well, everybody can join now, it kind of took away the specialness of it.
Yeah. And that is a key. I just asked that because I like the app. I was thankfully found some groups. I was like, wow, this is dope. They're sharing information. Mm-hmm. I just wonder for the cloudies. Like,
what's a cloudy? Explain to people what a cloudy is.
For me, a cloudy is a person that literally wants to hear themselves talk, wants attention, likes
anything
to
for
do
clout.
word vomit of things that we don't even know is true, but because they said it, we run with it.
Yeah, there is
a lot of people platform.
Yeah,
a little dangerous.
It can be dangerous, but at the same time, it can be informative. Like, I just joined a group on the Clubhouse app where they were talking about Black people and minorities in the tech industry. And it's like you're networking with people who worked for these Fortune 500 companies. And it's I would have never had the opportunity to talk or communicate with them because we're not in the same area or same circles. So I think that can be cool.
That's a good point.
But it's also just kind of like there are people on there who are just want to say, I know so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And here's my Cash App. And here's my channel.
Do the special voice and everything.
And it's like...
Spaces.
I'm like, are you being genuine? And I think one of the rooms I was in, people were discussing the conversation of, we're having all these conversations, but are you doing the work after you get off the app?
Blue.
like, we can talk in circles, and it's kind of like going to a panel. If you've ever gone to a panel event,
it reminds me.
The best analogy I can describe Clubhouse is like going to a panel, and you hear something really interesting, and they open the floor for questions. And some people actually have legitimate questions or commentary that is relevant to the topic. And then you have people that are talking about something that has nothing to do with the subject. And sometimes those people are the more popular kids, and it's kind of like, how in the world did you get such a popular following when you don't talk about the subject?
But you make a good point when you say like-minded.
Yeah,
so if you focus on that, then you don't have to worry about the cloudy.
Yeah, and the best thing about the app is if you don't like what you're hearing, you can leave the room and you can start your own subject. That's the pretty cool part about it. So it's not like on other social media apps, you're forced to watch something on your timeline. On Twitter, for instance, some people I know aren't on Twitter, so they may not know. But if your friend likes something or posts something, it's like you're forced to look at that. You might not even follow
that person.
I
don't actually like that.
And I'm like, because I don't follow them.
Some of the stuff I like, I would really be judged with my rapping. So I kind of wish they didn't show that.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think that the exclusiveness of the app gives you a certain caliber of people that you want to deal with. Because if you got an invite to Clubhouse, most likely you are a black or minority millennial, or you can be another race, but you're kind of in the know of the certain industries. So it can help you versus if you never go on the internet. You know, it's not an app to post selfies. It's an app to have conversations.
Yeah.
So if you're not a talker, if you're not a type of person that wants to talk to people, like if you have no one in your area that watches that show or reads that book, you can find a group or community of people that do.
That's a really good point. And I think it could be a great networking thing. There was a guy on Twitter who was just playing around and was doing a reading for a guy on Clubhouse and got a job off of it.
Wow. See, that's the perfect example of the internet working for a positive
game. Yeah.
Yeah. But people are going to get caught up on these social media apps, especially with Twitter adding like stories now.
I wish Twitter didn't do that. Twitter is like its own thing.
Yeah. Like if I wanted that, I would have gone more to innovation. Instagram.
Right.
Like why? And
Instagram.
And Instagram has changed.
They want us to spend our coins now. It's I knew that was coming
up. Boutique.
Like, after all the unregistered boutiques was taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, we got to make our money.
But the weird part about it is, do you remember, okay, so we're telling our age, but back when we were in college, Instagram was just for iPhone users.
I thought Instagram was where I just edit my photo, put a cringeworthy filter on it, and then go put it on Facebook. I didn't know it was an actual platform.
Yeah.
I thought it was like it's an app that's like, it started with a V. But you edit your photos.
Yeah,
on it,
at first I was editing like, photo editor, and then I was like, "Come on, everybody has followers.
Right.
What is this?" And then all of a sudden, it was like that year I graduated from college. Instagram blew up.
Yeah.
And after that, was like, "What is this?"
Right. Do you ever look back and be like, "If I knew what the internet was, I really would strategized to make a job out of that."
Girl,
because I really used to do that stuff for fun. Blogging.
Yes. Whether it was MySpace or coding.
Yeah.
Like, I learned how to do... That's how I did my As I Amber website, is because I remember certain things from MySpace. You might laugh, but it worked to my favor when it came to making a website and kind of teaching myself. But I think
about that,
I think about it often.
If I knew what 09 was...
Yeah.
Man.
But it's never too late because the internet's not going anywhere. But I do think that the younger generation most definitely has an advantage, whether it comes to doing their homework.
Absolutely.
Like, imagine if we had Google in elementary. Like, there was Ask Jeeves and AOL, but we still had to go to the library. You had to, like,
use the library.
Yeah.
To look up stuff.
It was a different
time. I feel like children were burnt out, though.
Yeah. That is true. Burnout is a real thing.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, what have you been doing outside of digital to kind of cope with what's going on in the world?
Because I have to be honest, what have I been doing is I checked myself into 2 recovery programs for addiction without getting into detail. And, working on my relationship with God, getting back into my writing, because I even questioned that, exercising, falling in love with myself. I mean, I don't have these, like, awesome, I was lit, or I made, you know, I was making money. Like, no. I took advantage of being unemployment and really tapping into working on my stuff.
That's awesome to hear. Thank you for your transparency and being vulnerable enough to say that. Because I was reading different things on the internet where people were talking about, if you haven't got you a side hustle during this quarantine, you're lazy, you ain't hustling, you're not on your grind. And I'm like, we're in a pandemic.
People
are going through some emotional times right now, health challenges. You don't know what someone's going through. So you're speaking from a place of privilege if you think this is the time to get your money
up.
It's just like, check yourself, you know?
I wish we would embrace rest more too. Instead of like, gotta get it. Because even I found myself at the beginning of COVID, like, I have to write, and then I burned myself out, and then I was like, why am I putting this pressure on myself?
Right.
Like, the world has literally stopped. We have to be Black every day, show up for ourselves during a pandemic, during protesting, and during presidential election. And then you want to tell me that, why don't I have a side hustle? That is a lot of your mental.
Yes.
It really is.
It's a lot. And so right now, I've just been taking a lot of naps. I went on Amazon.
Oh, I love the nap.
I will take me a nap, honey. Pandemic or not, if I'm sleepy, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Absolutely. I'll be so excited for a nap.
But one thing that I did earlier this year during the pandemic, I went on Amazon and I bought myself a keyboard. And you're like, Amber, why are you buying a keyboard? You're like almost 30 years old. What are you doing? And I find it a place of solace, you know? I grew up listening to a lot of different genres of music, and I played piano when I was younger, and I had kind of forgot about how to play, because, you know, if you don't do something frequently, you can lose the skill. But there's muscle memory and there's YouTube, so I've kind of gotten back during this quarantine just playing the keyboard. It gets like learning new songs or teaching myself how to play certain things by watching YouTube. And it kind of takes my mind off of stuff. Besides that, I'm part of a book club. I was part of this book club before the pandemic. But during the pandemic, we've met virtually. So it's been like, okay, I look forward to the time to talk to other people about a subject that I like or whatever, you know, we're reading for that month or moment. It gives me social interaction. And
absolutely.
I've been trying to exercise because these quarantine pounds, honey.
Girl! Listen.
I've been like, all I do is eat. Let me lose some weight. And I lost some weight. And then I'm hungry. And then I lose weight again. It's like going back and forth on the scale. Just trying to make sure I'm healthy. Not necessarily a perfect size because there is no perfect size, you know?
I felt like the weight, for me, I gained it so quick because I guess with quarantine, I was sitting down, obviously more than I was before when I was working, but I got on that scale and I was like, yo, how is that even possible? And that's when I was like, all right, I gotta go check into a program.
Yeah.
Because this ain't working.
And you can't keep doing the same thing expecting different results. Mm-mm. That's one thing that this pandemic has taught me, is like the ability to adapt. Our world has had to adapt, whether you work in the school system or you work in corporate. A lot of things that were meetings are now emails, you know?
So, and these companies are seeing how much money they're saving too.
Right. So it's been a blessing in disguise for some people, whether it's spending more time with their family, or it could be more nerve-wracking spending time with loved ones. I don't know.
Yeah, balance.
It's about balance. But I think people are just getting to know themselves, getting to know their family, getting to know their spouses. People are getting to know one another a whole lot, because it's a bunch of babies being born this year. Every time I log into social media, I don't know if it's because it's our age bracket, but if I see pregnancy announcements and I see divorce announcements. So this quarantine has let people know that
what's really
going on, you know?
Yeah, and what's worth holding on. Absolutely.
Right. People are either up under each other or about to kill each other. So
I really feel like quarantine really made people have to see things that they had put on hold for a while.
Especially people
if they actually wanted to feel it.
Yeah, especially people that are so used to going. And you have nowhere to go. So you don't have an excuse anymore. You have to really get to know yourself and others. So it's been an eye-opener.
That's why I think some people who are still out in the streets partying with quarantine, they don't want to sit with their stuff. Them quote-unquote demons, they don't want to sit with it. Yeah. They want help, but they don't want to sit with it.
They need to do the work, like Ayanla says. But
you gotta do the work. No one can do the work for you.
Yes.
No.
But this has been quite a interesting conversation about, you know, our habits in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, we're being stuck in the house, and now we hope to have a Black woman as a vice president in the White House. And it's just so many thoughts that I have on different subjects and different things. I don't want to delve too much into politics, but I just couldn't go without saying that, because that is a historical moment, you know?
That is a historical moment.
Whether I don't necessarily agree with everything,
That's why I only said that is a historical moment. So I agree with that.
It's a historical moment, but it's much better than what we currently have. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I am looking forward to reading President Obama's book called A Promised Land, and it's actually available on audiobook. So if you don't have time to, or your attention span is like, I am not going to sit down and read this 800-page book or whatever. I don't know how many pages it is, but it's pretty thick. And I plan on listening to the audiobook, because I love...
Is he speaking?
Yes.
So I love when authors
are there's biographies and the author is narrating it. I love that.
Nice.
So I'll be listening to that, breaking that down into sections, because I'll plan on reading like 8 books and only read one. So what have you been watching, or have you been watching anything on television?
I've been watching television shows and trying to like dissect them, because, like, you know, my dream is to be a TV writer. And yeah, I really like Succession. I watched Billions. That's a really good show. Black Monday is a really good show. What was another? There's a movie I watched recently. I can't even remember. But yeah, I have been tuning into stuff. Shonda's new show that's coming looks like it's gonna be interesting.
On Netflix or on ABC?
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be on Netflix.
I hadn't heard of that, but I have caught up on shows like This Is Us and Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my goodness, I haven't. Is it good?
What, This Is Us?
Yeah.
Yes. At first it started off slow. Started off slow, but it's really eye-opening, and it just makes you think of life from different perspectives. I'll say that much.
Wow.
Like, you like, man, I never thought of it from that way. And it's a lot of flash forward and flashbacks, and a lot of scenes that make you understand, wow, why did that character acts that way? It's great writing for the backstory of from their childhood to their teen years to their adulthood, yeah, and why they do what they do. It's like a full circle moment every episode, you know?
This Is Us is incredible writing. Yeah. Lovecraft Country is good writing too. Oh my God.
Okay, here's my thing. I like the actress Journey Smollett, and mm-hmm. I think she's a phenomenal actress, but mm-hmm. I haven't had time to really get into it because I'm scared of like horror movies. And so if yeah. I watch Lovecraft Country, same. It has to be in the daytime with the lights on.
Absolutely, same.
Because I can't have that energy in my spirit before I go to sleep. Yeah. You know?
I don't know if it's more so horror. I think it's more like suspense with that. It's the music for me. Mm. When these shows do that music, creepy music, that's what trips me out. I mean, there was one episode where mm-hmm. I couldn't sleep for days because I kept thinking about these two characters.
Oh, no.
But dude. Other than that, it's good. Yeah.
That's why I have, I'm like, I might have to skip over or read
spoilers.
Yeah,
I don't like horror, but that show is really good.
It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
One show that I got into, and it's a hot mess, but it's P-Valley on Stars.
Oh, I have not watched that.
OMG.
Is it good?
It's good. It's kind of like if Players Club meets Country, meets Hustle and Flow, meets what's the movie with J-Lo and all those girls, they were strippers.
Hustlers
yeah, it makes it, it make I haven't seen it either, but from the commercial it mm-hmm. kind of reminded me of it, so mm-hmm. I don't want to give the show yeah. away, but it's about a strip club and honey, it's a lot going okay. on.
I'm a cop the subscription.
It's so intriguing. Like, it's something to watch that gets your mind off of what's going on in our world, you know? Sure. So if you want to escape and not cry after watching an episode of something, it's a perfect show for that. And it makes you think about people that are in certain industries or certain walks of life that how yeah. they got or ended up, you know, where they are in life. So mm-hmm. I've watched P-Valley, I've watched This Is Us, I've watched Grey's Anatomy. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy off and on since high school, so it's like, that's my little soap opera. I keep saying
I'm gonna start it.
Really?
With so many seasons.
It's so much. Like, girl, it's like 800 seasons of Grey's. But,
Oh, I used to love The Scandal Days.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But there hasn't been a show that I have gotten into that's new. I know a lot of people for nostalgia purposes are going back and watching Moesha, Half and Half, Sister, One-on-One. And I think I think it's just comforting to watch something
yeah.
that you know how it's gonna be and yeah. remind you of simpler times. But I was watching Girlfriends, and I said this on the internet and I'm gonna say it again on this podcast. I was watching the first episode and I was like, I didn't realize how toxic their friendships were on that show. And the show is good because I think representation matters. And I know mm-hmm. all friendships are not rainbows and sunshine, so I'm glad they addressed that. But there are some scenarios on there that I'm like, that's not a friend-like thing to do.
Yeah, like they broke girl code.
Yeah, like some stuff was just like, how are y'all friends? Like, what? Right. But I have to realize, Amber, it's a 30-minute show. They had to make it dramatic.
But that's real rap, though. That makes me think of like a real question. How are y'all friends? Are y'all friends because y'all actually friends? Or y'all friends because everybody's the pretty girl?
Yeah.
Or we all in the club popping bottles?
Right.
You know.
And people are really saying that's another topic. But I think during this quarantine, people are really seeing who their true friends are in yes. a weird way. Because absolutely. I know the world doesn't revolve around me. But no. people have a lot to do. People have jobs, yes. spouses, kids, husbands. You're going through your own thing. But mm-hmm. the effort, whether it's a text, whether it's a, hey, hope all is well. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to talk to someone every day to be friends with them, but just to check on people right now because it's almost like a forgotten, yeah. you know?
Yeah. I love for someone to text me or call me first before checking me through DM.
Right, right. I hear you loud and clear. Right, because everybody's not going to be on social media all day. Mm-hmm. Like, we got other stuff to do. But if you have my phone number, you know.
Right, if you have my phone number, use it.
Yeah. I just think that, like I said in another episode, the ghosting episode I did a couple of weeks back, our way of communicating has vastly changed. So some people just were like, oh, I don't have to talk, or they seem to be okay because they posted a picture. And I'm like, that doesn't mean they're okay.
It's lazy to me, honestly. Yeah. But that's why I think it's also important with relationships, communicating what you need. Like, I asked my friends, what do you need? Like, do you need me to check up on you every so often? And they'll tell me now. They'll tell me, like, I haven't heard from you. Can you call me such and such time? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But do you think that if this quarantine is ever over, do you visualize yourself elsewhere, or you're just taking it day by day?
I visualize myself back in Los Angeles, but I'm not in control of my life. God is. So, honestly, if I had to choose, it would probably be Los Angeles or Atlanta. If I'm being really truthful with my finances and paying debt off, probably Atlanta.
Gotcha.
We're not in control.
We're not in control. This is what I've learned.
I'd like to still think what our heart desires, God will provide it, if not more than what we even thought.
Right.
So.
That's a good word, Pastor.
It's hard, though. But it's really hard with, like, ego and being a human. It's hard to be like, wait, so, like, am I not? Yeah. Have my dreams go the way I want, God? And he's like, yeah, you gotta wait on me.
Yeah, 2020, this year so far has taught me to be grateful.
Absolutely, for the little things.
For the little things, like just
a shower,
a bed, breathing on your own, you know?
Yes, breathing on your own.
Just being able to live with family, you know? Little things.
And that's very true.
That other times people take for granted. And I thought about sometimes the things that we complain about, other people are praying for.
That's a good point. Good reminder.
So, not to say that your feelings aren't valid or anything, but it kind of makes you.
But as
take
much as I
don't
want to come back here,
yeah.
At least I have my parents to come back to, you know.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to add, or you're good?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me on your show. This was fun, and
yeah,
keep them coming.
Yeah, so this has been a great episode of the As I Amber podcast. Follow me on the social medias at As I Amber. And this has been a great conversation. Hope all is well with you all. Bye.
Bye.